This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
How'd you like to see Disturbed at Climate Pledge Arena May 5th, 2025? Yeah. Might as well get those tickets right now. Text the word down, D-O-W-N, to 206-803-ROCK. That's how you qualify to win tickets to see Disturbed at Climate Pledge Arena. Okay, our question, what was the animals that caused the problem? And here come those emails from the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail. Ooh. You've got mail. And one from our question, howdy, brethren. While out on the family farm in Illinois, I was 14 years old. Day to make the bull a steer. How that works is you get the bull into the pen, hook an actual nose ring clip to the nostrils, and hoist his head up, and then tie off the rope. On the backside, grab his tail, lift it straight over his spine, while Uncle Bud took a flat blade and found the vas deferens on the bull's boys and clamped down as hard as he can, severing the reproductive gland, so to speak. I didn't even get his tail up and over the right way, and that cow just dumped all its bowels all over me and my new jeans and boots. The family laughed while I was embarrassed. Aunt Evelyn washed my clothes, and I sat wrapped around in a blanket. Good memories. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Sounds like a good memory.
We got one birthday request.
There's what are we doing today, Dad? Castrating that bull, son. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Let me put on my new jeans.
Yeah. All the bitches, please wish a happy birthday to my beautiful stepmom and best friend, JJ, a.k.a. DBFWOG. I don't know what I'd do with her, and I'm so glad she's been such a huge, amazing part of my life for the last 20-plus years. So how about a your penis is too small, and uh-oh, look out, and the dirty German's telling her she definitely does not look 60. Lots of love from your DBFWVP.
Uh-oh, look out.
I'm very out of touch. I have no idea what this stuff means.
Neither do I.
Yeah, DBFWOG. Some people think it means Dragon Ball Fusion World OG. But here in Deutschland, it stands for Down's Big Flesh Without Gagging.
See, all I read there was this appears to be like a Kanye West thing. I think he's sleeping with his mother-in-law.
Yeah, but it's a stepmom. It is all okay. They have a tab for that.
See, as they do. Sometimes Steph's mom gets lonely.
Yeah, and let me tell you.
It says on my site.
I'm 55. Even if you look 60, it is all good. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
A couple extra emails. Thank you there, Robin. Let's see. Random stuff.
Smooth.
Exactly.
I guess one band.
There you whip it.
Guys, catching up on the Odyssey app. Speed limits in Germany. Bitches, Germany effing love speed cameras. There are other roads besides the Autobahn. They don't have the Face Your Accuser Amendment. That makes cameras in these states questionable. Also, near major metropolitan areas, the Autobahn flowing through has variable speed limits, like I-90, I-5. Also, still waiting for the world tour to stop by here. That from your U.S. listener on beautiful Lake Constance in Germany.
Yeah, I always go 69.
You know, my buddy's son's in Munich right now.
Oh, yeah?
Is he really? What's he doing?
Drinking.
Partying?
Yeah. He graduated college, saved up some money, met a European girl at a festival. So he's over there for a month chilling.
I was going to say, technically, it's not Oktoberfest there now. That actually happens in September, right? Yeah. Or does it continue on through the month of October?
I think it starts in September. Yeah. I have a friend who's a beer rep, and she goes, I don't think she went this year, but I would say like the last 5 to 10 years she's gone. She actually has more than any woman you know more. Is it Drindles? Is that what they call the same?
Yeah.
Girl? Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I have multiple Drindles, which I find hilarious. And she goes, look, based on my job, they want it to be authentic. And every time I go, I'm either gifted one or I get a new one. But like, she has a collection of Drindles. But it's for business, because she's like, I go there and I'm doing business, but in Oktoberfest, you wear the drindle.
I had a woman walk up to me in the weed store a couple weeks ago and hand me a little plastic duck and told me, thanks and have a great weekend.
A plastic duck.
A little plastic duck. A little plastic toy duck. She just handed it to me, said, have a wonderful weekend, and walked off. And I'm sitting there with this little plastic duck in my hand. I'm like, well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
No, you're supposed to say you're welcome. She thanked you. So what did you do to earn this plastic duck?
I don't know.
Duck?
I have no idea. She just walked
up to me. Was she German?
No. She just walked up and gave me a little plastic duck.
Was it in a drindle?
No, I still have it. I kept it. I thought it'd be
No. I'm just wondering. He's telling a story about a drindle.
He's just gifting things to people out of nowhere.
Ah, okay.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Somebody gave me a plastic duck.
Right.
I was like, well, like turtles.
What is this about?
Miles, you are correct, though. Technically, their Oktoberfest just ended.
It did. Okay.
Okay.
One more. What surprising thing did you find out about a friend, coworker, or family member? Hello, guys. Got one you guys might
like. I found out
like.
My coworker has a plastic duck.
Give it to him by a string.
I'll bring it in for you, especially Ted. My first second grade teacher's cousin is Kenny Loggins.
Nice.
When I found that out, I just thought it was one of the coolest things ever. So recently, I reconnected with her, and she told me that the family reunions with him were always interesting. Apparently, when Kenny was starting to play guitar, he would play for the family, and they thought he was so talented at doing it. But about 20 minutes of him constantly playing and following everyone around, they tell him, all right, Kenny, all right, that's enough. We get it. You really enjoy playing the guitar. Also, because of that connection to my teacher, my parents were lucky enough to meet him backstage after he performed at the Evergreen State Fair.
All right.
Keep on rocking, guys. You are the best. That from Chester.
Oh, wow. Ted, if you were to meet Kenny Loggins, would you tell him that you named your penis after him?
I don't know that I would tell him now.
Why is that?
We haven't been putting out hit records, man.
Oh, yeah. I moved on.
So I don't want to disappoint him.
I feel
like next year when we start putting out hits again, we will let Kenny know.
You're working on an album.
Yeah.
You're working on some new stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing a little introspective album.
Okay. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, couple of minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Fagan Miles, thousands of unemployed people in the UK are involved in a study on if a shot like Ozempic will get them back to work.
Why would a shot like Ozempic get them back to work?
They were a little bit on the beefier side.
Okay. So I've worked with beefy people. I mean, like, either you go to work or you freaking don't. I don't know. I'm just throwing it up.
Right.
Well, if you're a country like that, I would hope that ultimately the goal is to bring down the amount the government has to pay for universal health care.
Right.
That would seem to me like if I am in charge and I'm paying that bill because everybody gets free health care, then I want to make sure that anybody who might want this drug or want to try it has the opportunity to, because in the end, it just ends up saving me money and extends their life.
Yeah, you know, if you just said it that way, much easier thing.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Problem solved.
People are less fat, they're more going to work.
Yeah, but you don't, you know, screw with your healthcare system as much.
Right.
I get you. A new study found that social media videos may be scaring millions of people into believing that they have ADHD.
You don't have ADHD, it's the way they present it.
Well, and don't forget that TikTok and Facebook Reels and Instagram Reels and all that, that is just replete with people saying, you know, if you actually do this, if you bounce your leg, that means you have ADD.
Right, we do that here because we don't have universal health care. In countries that have universal health care, they're like, you're bouncing your leg because that's what people do.
No other
do.
Country do they but, say, ask your doctor what prescription drug you should give me because I'm not a doctor.
Right.
Because my leg's bouncing up and down while I watch a video.
Right.
It's like, I mean, it's like if it's a 30-second video, what do you want people to do? That is what you've given them.
It's like going to the auto mechanic.
I only have 30 seconds to offer you, then it's another video. And if that one lasts 1 minute, well, even if you want more, you can watch it again, right. But that's the entirety of the content.
Do you disassociate more times than not during the day?
I mean, it's like, come on, man.
Do you find it hard to focus? Do you get tired at work? You might have ADHD.
You also might be working.
Right. Exactly. There's not much scientific backing for the TikTok theory that taking Mucinex might help you get pregnant.
Wow.
That's a different one.
There's
maybe it does.
Some sort of a chemical in there that boosts the amount of...
estrogen or something?
It either boosts or reduces the amount of mucus.
Okay.
So my guess is it's going to reduce the amount of mucus, which I suppose helps the pathway because there's mucus in there that...
You know what? It's one of the... I'm guessing, okay? They're probably not wrong, but you need to quantify it. So you hear that, hey, man, you know, bananas have a certain amount of radiation and potassium, whatever.
Right.
And I was reading today, and they said, this is true. And if you can find it within yourself to eat 1.5 trillion bananas, you will, in fact, die of radiation poisoning.
Dear God.
So they're not lying. It's just...
You physically impossible.
I like bananas. That's a lot of bananas.
You will die from eating that many bananas before the radiation gets you. But if you could actually stomach 1.5 trillion bananas per human being,
right?
Then yes, the radiation would get to you. So I'm sure it's probably along those lines. Like, maybe if
when I was a kid, you couldn't eat the apple cores. It had the seeds. Right?
Yeah, cyanide, right? Or arsenic.
One of them. But yeah, then somebody finally looked at me. I go, "You eating the corn?" He's like, yeah, man. Do you know how many of these seeds and cores you'd have to eat?
Right, exactly.
I was like, you know what? You're right. I just never thought about it.
What was it, 3 trillion?
I saw 1.5 trillion.
1.5 trillion. So to get two-thirds of the way there, to get... imagine that you ate one banana a second, okay? It would take you 31,688 years to eat 1 trillion of that 1.5.
But it doesn't mean they're lying. They just don't quantify the statement.
Correct. You guys ever had someone try to educate you on a subject that you can confidently say you know a lot more than them about?
Yeah. I do it with my kids all the time.
Right. Good point.
Good news is there's a list of responses that we can send their way.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 snarky things to say when someone underestimates your intelligence. Give one of these tried and tested solutions a go the next time you are dealing with a know-it-all blowhard like me. This one always works. Thanks, Pee-wee Herman. I know you are, but what am I? Or try Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore. I eat pieces of crap like you for breakfast. And if those don't work, this one definitely will. I am rubber. You are glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
I think VD got bullied a lot.
And I always remember, you're little. The first time you hear like an insult from school, and you tell your parents, and my mom's like, "That's sticks and stones to break my bones, but what names, words, what never hurt."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Mom, I think you're misunderstanding this. I don't want to get hit with sticks and stones. I'm not trying to encourage them to physical violence.
Right.
I'm just saying what they said sucked, but I'll just take the verbal abuse."
My dad always taught me to resort to physical violence. You got somebody screwing with you, punch him right between the eyes. He won't do that again.
That's all my dad said. Well, no, my dad said, look, you got to do it second.
Correct.
If I find that you start a fight, and I've said this to my kids, I will have to kill you. But, look, if someone puts their hands on you, he goes into it, and the first time I tested his theory, he's this big dude in my mind, Doug Curry, fourth grade man. He's chirping at me in the locker. And somehow the locker room of the gym was the most terrifying place because that's the one time there was zero parental supervision. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Gym teacher's like around the corner in the office.
D's flying around everywhere.
Man, I'm ready. Like, he shoved me, and I really didn't want him to. And it scared the piss out of me, but my father cemented hit him in the nose. So I did. I really didn't want to, but I did. And, man, he was right.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, all right, dog, yeah.
Yeah,
bitch. But don't hit me back.
Run.
Now that I've hit you, I'm going to sprint.
So these are snarky things to say when someone underestimates your intelligence. And what made you think I didn't know that already?
It's a diesel line.
I just feel like statements that our old boss might say. Do you feel a need to teach me to blink and swallow as well?
God, that does sound like our old boss as well.
I mean, I like that one.
They're all very impatient. Why are you in my office? Again,
he said that a lot.
Someone underestimates your intelligence. You say, I suggested in the future you ask someone about their familiarity before giving them a lecture on something they already know.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
It's long-winded, and I feel like they'd interrupt you before then, but...
It depends. I feel like that's something a teacher says to you in high school kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you're more admonishing them at that point.
Right.
Mr. Hill, in the future, I would suggest that perhaps, and you go, okay.
Yeah, I feel like if it's a topic I really know something on, people start talking, and I'll go, okay, all right. Here's actually how it works.
Right.
Yeah. Right? And sometimes people just drive me up a wall with certain topics. Yes, and like, I try not to engage, but there are certain times where I'll just be like, all right, well, that's just not how it works. If I need to explain to you what happens in this situation, I will.
I believe I've heard you say, quote, no offense, but shut the F up.
No offense. More to the point, yes.
It is.
Right? No offense.
That just won't work.
That's right. Snarky thing to say when someone underestimates your intelligence. I love this. Short and sweet. I know more than you.
Okay. Sounds like our old boss as well.
Yeah.
Oh. And all of these sound like...
Why do we keep playing this? I know more than you.
Okay.
Leave.
He's not wrong.
This one actually kind of helps the point. So they'll sit there and just give you a lecture about something that you already know. Your response, you don't say.
Yeah, that works.
Thank you for bringing me up to speed on what I know.
Is that how that works?
Is that really how it goes?
No, ass.
Okay. I see you're unfamiliar with my experience in this subject.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
That means you're actually irritated.
That's also, you know... How do I put this? It's like that's constructive, yet also stingy.
It helps, though.
Right.
Both of those things.
Now I see you're unfamiliar with my experience in this. Okay. Well, then.
This is why, and look, my brother did the Monday night game last night, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And look, I'm a passionate football fan.
And I'll argue with him about something. Then I'm like, he's just giving me this look. I'm like, I'm just going to shut up. Right. I know you know more. Fine.
This one's kind of a reworking.
Still a bad call.
Dumbest one I've had in a while is I will argue the flavor of different crabs with everybody. And I was at a hockey game with my buddy Jared, and I'm sitting next to Keith Colburn, who runs one of the boats on the goddamn fishing show.
And you know this at the time.
Right. So Jared kind of messed with me. He goes, Ted, tell him what you think about flavor of crabs. And he's like, where are you from, Ted? And I go, well, Maryland. He goes, I don't want to hear it.
Oh!
Right. He's just like, come on. It's not king crab. And I'm like, Keith, well, and he's like, yeah. Come on. Get real. He's like, this is what I do for a living. I was like, you're right. I'll
see,
stop.
When you say it like that, I feel stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like, after my second comment, I'm like, why am I trying to argue with the guy that literally hunts king crab?
Right. This one's actually kind of a reworking of what you say, Ted, but my knowledge in this might challenge your assumptions.
See, that's a better way than being like, no offense, shut the F up.
I like your method better.
I'm guessing that had to be a sporting event.
Yeah.
Why say that? Like, why would we be in cover two right now, Mike? This is when you throw the dime package in.
I like this one. This one's a power move if you can actually make this statement. I've already forgotten more than you can learn about this subject.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Actually, on that note, we're talking about our old boss.
Yeah.
One of the best lines I heard him say, he was a little junked up, but we're in Alaska. He likes his wine.
Yes, he does.
He's pretty much about his wine.
Oh, yes.
So we went to some joint.
I love this.
The guy back there, he brought out whatever bottle he brought. Look, Miles and I.
It was his pick.
We don't know, but the guy's like, I'm kind of like the sommelier of Anchorage, right? So he shows our boss this bottle of wine. My boss looks him dead in the eye and goes, I re-gift better S than this. God damn,
wasn't
dude.
Wasn't he being a snarky a-hole, too?
The guy behind the bar?
Yeah.
And his OP shorts, yeah.
That was a different bar.
Oh, was that a different bar?
Yeah, that was a different bar.
They all start to meld together after a while.
Because you couldn't keep it together, and you kept laughing, and we thought we were going to get kicked out of the steakhouse because you couldn't stop laughing.
It went ridiculous. And it was funny.
God. Did you point at him?
I can already just...
I didn't like point, but...
He won't stop looking at him. He's the only bartender there. I'm like, don't mess with the bartender. Please.
God, I can see steakhouse. This vividly, and I wasn't even there.
Oh, why do we sit at the bar?
Oh, my God. I love this one. I bet third graders are really impressed by you.
Oh, wow. It's not an insult if you're in first grade, but after that, it gets a little bad.
Oh, my God. And then this is the...
I've had it said to me, and I say it to people sometimes, too, like, that's just not true. Where did you look? Who told you that?
Yeah, I've had that one before.
Yeah, because it's like, somebody told you that because you're taking it for fact.
The right. Problem is, when you ask someone who told you that, you know you've got them because 99% of the time, they have an answer.
Okay.
It's not like I learned it through this or I did this. Like my buddy
they
Jeff.
Know who
and you're
did.
Like, exactly. Like all of your legal advice from your non-lawyer friends, like, yeah. Don't know.
There was one that I actually had with my wife that she... I pulled a shock move and I swallowed my toothpaste after I was done brushing my teeth. And she was like, don't do that. You're going to get white spots on your teeth. And she said this in her late 20s. And I looked at her and said, did your mom tell you that when you were like a kid? She went, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right, that's all I need to
know.
She
didn't want you swallowing your toothpaste.
I love you, baby. I love you.
And then this is the last snarky thing to say when somebody underestimates your intelligence and it goes completely the opposite direction. You're absolutely right.
I do that as much at the bar, I find. I will do that at the bar because you get these people to get themselves wound up about whatever. They go, dude, you're right.
Right.
See, guys like us, that
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, just ignore stupidity.
Yeah, like, you're absolutely right, man.
Don't acknowledge it.
You know what I'm saying, right?
No.
Sure.
No. I have no idea what you're saying. I was not there.
I'm just drinking, man.
Yeah. Thank you for the shot. That's I shouldn't right. have drank it.
Let's just take our shots and leave.
If I known you're going to continue to talk, I would not have accepted the shot from you.
Seriously, right? A woman in Spain collapsed after getting bit by the family pet, but you won't believe what the family pet was, Miles.
What is the family pet?
But I did 550.
Okay.
Richard Gere.
Headlines are coming up there at 550. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.